It's your Max Doom Show, Friday, 6th September 2019. And it is, they've started already to build a site. It's all go at Doom Towers. I'm waiting for a plumber to come round to quote on a job, so I've got to get into character, so I'm all fucking manly. Sort of hide the marigolds. Basically, I'm just...
Hey, Harry.
Who's this? There you go. I've set this thing up to talk about some shite off the internet, and I've got Harry Redknapp bantering me. It's on the Echo's website. I'm going to keep going. There we go. Shut up, you cunt. There we are. I think it's for gambling. It was for gambling. Let's hope that wasn't too horrible. I'm not going to delete that. I'm going to turn the sound down. What was I talking about? The plumber coming round. It's all I can do when these fellas come round to stop from screaming, "I'm no homo!" at them. Anyway, he's coming around a bit, so I want to get this done early. So let us begin with some sensational kickball chat with the first thing to return three times, and it is What's Eating Henry. And this week's What's Eating Henry star is the one, the only, Crush the Joy, Jonathan Wilson of The Guardian and, I don't know what that clip was, and other publications. Actually, I have subscribed to The Guardian's app. Again, I'm no homo, but I don't particularly like The Guardian, but I think I should be starting to pay for more of that stuff. Anyway, it's really good. There you go. That's it. That's the full story on that one. Jonathan Wilson, he seems to have evolved as the go-to for extremely long, tedious stories about, the mechanics and the tactics of top-level kickball. He must be an absolute hoot. That's unfair. I've never met the fella, but I'm going to say that he's not. He's an absolute non-hoot, whatever the opposite of a hoot is. He's written this thing. Oh, fucking iPad thing. Ooh, look at me with my iPad. Fuck off. He was at the Emirates State. Jonathan Wilson is salad cream in human form. There's something about people like this. I just cannot. I won't have them. And I've taken to reading his stuff when I do read it. And if I read it, it's by accident more often than not. But I thought I'll do it this time because I've got a hot new feature. What's Eating Henry? Yeah. And I thought if I'm going to try and keep it going, I might as well read some actual football journalism. But ye gods, it's tedious. Henry Winters is actually half decent. But anyway, so here's what your main man, Jonathan Wilson, says. I've taken to reading this, as I just started to say, in the voice of Ben Stein, who you may remember from as a teacher from Ferris Bueller's Day Off. He was also in The Man Show in America, which was a very laddish thing. It was pretty good. And then he had a game show called Win Ben Stein's Money. I think he got into a bit of trouble, actually. Didn't he deny the Holocaust? No, I think he's Jewish. Hang on. Let's see what he got into trouble for something. Ben Stein. Scandal. Oh, baby. This is a different one. I know it's the same one. Cripes. Well, this isn't the thing I was looking at, but... He, in 2014, he set the record straight, damn it, on a fake sexting scandal. Now, sexting, I think, is sexy text. Oh, baby. No, that's boring. He's just talking about how he didn't do it. But I'm sure isn't he a creationist or something? It doesn't matter, does it? Bloody hell. How long's that taken up? 5 minutes. Okay, anyway, so I have taken to reading Jonathan Wilson's writing in the voice of Ben Stein. So I shall treat you to it now. It was undeniably thrilling, but was it any good? The North London Derby ebbed and flowed, swept from one end to the other, was replete with thrills and spills. I'm just going to cut in as myself here. That this sentence goes on for, wow, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's got to be 40 words. Swept from one end to the other. With thrills. Okay, shots and saves, big tackles and defensive errors. But in the anarchy and the fun,
the fun.
Perhaps lay the reason neither of these sides will seriously challenge for the title this season. Ultimately, neither could enforce anything resembling control. Bueller, and so on and so forth. And it goes on for 800 words. Oh, my Lord. He's talking about the Arsenal-Tottenham game, which by any standards was a corker. And before that one, Everton put in Wolverhampton Wanderers right in their place in the 3-2 Dukaroo with your main man... Richarlison scoring what I like to call a brace, and generally looking the business in the second half. But God, I'm like tripping over his bottom lip the first half again. But anyway, yeah. So this here's a fellow, Jonathan Wilson, who has presumably been given a press pass for the match. I'm assuming he was there now. I didn't, my brief football reporting career, I never had the pleasure of the Emirates, but I've been to comparable venues to watch top level kickball, Stamford Bridge and Manchester City's, what was it, the Etihad, are the two standouts. Where it's just the food and drink is relentless. It's sensational. So he's got, not only has he got this, I bet he sips his fucking mineral water as well, and decaf bloody tea with soya milk. Not even soya milk, because soya milk is probably cruel on the soyas, so he's probably gone for hazelnut milk. Oh, do you have anything that's freshly, that first press hazelnut? Fucking arsehole. Anyway, and he's no doubt got the absolute best spec in the game. Obviously, one still has to maintain objectivity in these things, but Rick, can you not fucking crack a smile? You know, you're in there, you're watching a great game. I mean, maybe it's just his brief is, all right, Jonathan, everybody's saying this is the fucking business. Cut it to shreds, will you? Can you make it really long as well? That's the main thing we're after it. It's so fucking pompous, you know, It goes on and on and on, and it doesn't seem to have any... It is, in that sense, I can't be asked doing that. It's David Luiz who is the broader concern. For who? You're watching a game... If you're watching a game without mistakes, which is what the likes of this fella want, essentially, I suspect, nothing's going to bloody happen. Anyway, so there you go. That's the... Oh, my Christ, is the last paragraph. Ye fucking gods. It is a truism that modern football is about transitions. No, it isn't. Thank you, Bella. That's the cat there. Well, wise words. Anything else? I can't even see the cat, but I definitely heard her. Well, we must yield to a greater knowledge. What do you mean it's a fucking truism? But this was a game that seemed to consist of nothing but transitions. Okay, well, it can't be. First of all, that's impossible. It's like when the quick save used to say, every price, a cut price. Well, why isn't everything free? I used to roar at the television to no reaction from my gathered chums and or family. You know, if it was constant transitions, the ball is just going left and right all the time, or up and down. Ugh. And then what I like about this is he gives us permission. Go on then, let the children have their merriment. Relish the tumult, revel in the pandemonium. But let nobody pretend this sort of harum scarum, this frenzy of attacking, is the football of title challengers. Fuck off! Who fucking cares? You fucking oracle of all this bollocks. This sort of hoo-ha, I can't be doing it. And I read something else on the Twitter, a tweet by your main man. He's called El Pivot. I'm not familiar with his work. I think he's an Evertonian, but on the back of presumably Everton's game the other day, Yerry Mina, that's just one Yerry, I said it twice there, fuck, in the top 20 most progressive, he's capped every other word up, most progressive passers, 25 and under in Europe's top leagues, really added something to us when passing out from the back. I don't understand what a progressive passer is. I assume it means forward, but I mean, define forward, you know. Well, actually, no, don't define. Actually, yes, Mark Guy, define forward. If I'm turned sideways facing the bullens, technically, if I boot it out, you know, doing Unsworth, it's gone forward. 25 and under, I guess that's, he's aged under 25 and under. I don't understand what this proves. You know, it doesn't. Some of the responses to this, I like this one by Poggy, who says about them signing Mina, blah, blah, blah. You'd think he was a shit Funes Mori, but without the barbecues, the way people wrote him off. I don't understand that reference, but I suspect it's funny. Anyway, so yeah, I don't really understand this sort of thingy about the football. Just fucking, can't you just enjoy it? You know, it's supposed to be a bloody pastime. It's supposed to be enjoyable chaos. And you're strangling it by the bloody balls. Anyway, so there's your football. It's International Week. Nobody gives it. It's like the International fucking Week is like when you get your tea ready. Well, when The Simpsons was good, you'd get your tea ready, you get it all set out, and you'd sit down just before it came on, and it was one of those fucking clip shows, or that one where he falls in the dumpster and it's real life. And you're, oh, what a fucking disaster. I'm fuming just thinking about that. Or Thursdays when you were a kid and you were all ready for Blackadder and they put fucking Crime Watch on. Anyway, okay, so that's your lot on that one. A couple of things that I have noticed. The self-service till, I've written down here. The self-service till. Yeah. The worst thing you can do there is put, I'm using my own bags, because it brings the fucking SWAT team on you. I've tried this a couple of times. I don't understand. The bags that they have in the co-op by us, which are made of some kind of rubber, which if you were fetishly inclined, one might enjoy. Oh, baby. Yeah, they come fucking bombing at you. I think maybe they think you're going to be stealing a load of bags and flogging them out. I don't know. Anyway, just something I thought of. But what I have started doing at work, which I bought from the co-op, is to mark my milk as I pour it into my coffee and as I, in the morning, so I can compare. I've started taking pictures of them. It started because somebody at work started scrawling her name in massive fucking letters on her four-pinter, which, Sue, if you're listening, just means I'm going to take your milk for my coffee and then I'm going to pour some down the sink and then I'm going to swig it out the bottle. You're begging for this sort of, anyway, you started this pettiness. So what I've done is, I've started to take these pictures because I've started buying my own milk now because I got paranoid that I'd get caught in the act, but I do miss the rush because I timed it. This woman's office, Julie, I don't know what I just called her before, and also Julie isn't a real name. In fact, I don't know what her name is. All I know is the department, because they write the department on them. So the whole thing's a lie. So what I did the other day is I got to their office, and I walked briskly to the kitchen and then to the fridge, and it's 10 seconds. So I now know that if I make my coffee, then if I look out the door and the coast is clear, then I've got 10 seconds to get that milk in my drink and put the milk back. Now, it was like a particularly tense film. I don't know. I can't think of any. The cat's just jumped on there. What are you doing? What do you want? Anyway, so what I've started doing is I've started taking photographs of my milk before and after, and I've noticed there's a couple of discrepancies. So what I'm planning on doing is producing a report and then either putting it through the office doors along the corridor, or I'm tempted to email it round the old staff thing, because people send such absolute shite round that I think it could be, it could give the troops a little lift. And speaking of being out at work, I really let rip the other day, but I went into the bog to do it, and I come out. So I opened the door and went, yeah, it was a real fucking home dinger. Well, be that as it may, I am just flesh and bone. What do you want? Oi, go on, mush. Come on. Yeah, so I really let rip. And so I come straight out, and this woman gives me the stink eye. I didn't say it, but I was thinking, I went in there. It's not like I walked onto your desk and did it on your head, which will probably be my next one. But anyway, I just thought, if you can't do it in the bog when you're all alone, when can you do it? Are we so vain? Sorry, the cat's fucking agitating me again. Well, I won't ground to a halt, didn't it? Okay, well, they can't be gangbusters every week. That is everything I have got on my stupid list here. I mentioned that Jonathan Wilson, the human salad cream. I was quite proud of that. I thought that one went particularly well. Let's have a debrief. I thought that was pretty good. I did the Ben Stein voice, wasn't particularly close to Ben Stein, but you got the idea with it. I think the progressive passing thing, I don't understand that at all. But other than that, it was a couple of fart jokes and making a mark on your milk. Making a mark on your milk. I think that's what I call my autobiography if it ever comes out. All right, that's your lot. Well, thank you for listening. And scram!